What is up, everybody? Welcome back to
the Shadowless Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Real Breaking Eight, alongside Super Duper Danny and Mr. Jordan French. And Danny, you look confused.
That was a squeaky one. That was a squeaky one this week.
Well, yeah, you know, I try to deliver like a different version like every yeah. week.
Mm-hmm. That's special. Right, you know? That was really good.
I try to show my range that I have. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So
it's fantastic.
Well, welcome back to another episode of the Shadowless Podcast, and we are currently on the road to the Pokemon World Championships 2022 in London. It is happening. We started this about 2 weeks ago. Every single week, we are doing some Pokemon Worlds hype. And along the way, we've had some special guests. If you haven't listened to it, you can go back 2 weeks. We had Professor Mikey, who has been a professor for 15 years, stopped by to give us tell us some stories and give us some tips when it comes to Pokemon Worlds. And then last week, we had Rosemary, who is a professional, official Pokemon caster for the VGC for Pokemon. And also, once again, gave us a lot of stories, some helpful insight on how to be a caster, and some tips when it comes to Worlds once again. And then next week, I cannot reveal who we potentially have for next week. But very excited. Very excited. Special guest next week. No special guest this week, but a special, special guest next week. And very, very excited about this. This is a Pokemon professor, I will just say. This is a Pokemon professor, that has been doing professor stuff.
Professoring.
Judging for a very, very long time. So we're working on getting that locked down for next week. And so I'm sure there's going to be a lot of stories with that special guest. So tune in next week for that. This week, we are going to discuss what is going on in the world of Pokemon and, of course, what is happening at the Pokemon Center. And we will do a world segment this week, kind of talking about the merch. Now, obviously, we don't know the merch for Worlds this year, but we're going to talk about some of the past merch, some stuff that we have gotten in the past as well. But before all of that, how was your weekend?
Danny?
What? Oh, I thought you were going to ask me.
He doesn't want to say it.
Danny?
Yeah. He doesn't want to say it. Is he going to say it?
Hey, Jordan.
Are you going to say it? Jordan,
know.
Are you asleep over there?
Wake up!
My weekend's great. Thank you for asking. Are we still on this? How was your weekend?
Come on!
Danny.
Come on! What?
Your weekend. How was it?
Yeah. My weekend was great. Thank you for asking. And also saying it in a weird order, different than normal.
That's how Yoda would say it.
Yeah, your weekend. How was it? Mine was great. I went to Comic-Con. The first time I've ever gone to San Diego Comic-Con.
No, you didn't. You're lying.
I'm not lying. There's pictures of me there. What are you talking about?
I don't see any.
I haven't seen one.
They're on my Instagram. What are you talking about?
You don't have one of those.
No.
You have a LinkedIn.
So you, in quotations, went to San Diego Comic-Con. All right. Well, potentially, possibly see, in quotations, at San Diego Comic-Con?
What are you talking? I went to San Diego Comic-Con. I went and saw the whole thing.
All right. Where's your badge?
Oh, no. I don't have it.
Oh, okay.
But I went. I promise.
That's interesting. People usually have badges when they go.
Usually keep them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't carry it around with me. I don't need to wear it right now.
So either A, you're lying about it, or B, you snuck in, and you're admitting that you snuck in live.
I didn't sneak in.
Wow.
To San Diego Comic-Con.
I thought better of you, Danny.
I didn't sneak in. But I can say, so I didn't know if I was going to be able to go because the badges sold out, like, immediately. Like, they sold out so fast. And, like,
they
3 weeks
do.
Ago. Yeah. No, but it was, like, they announced them kind of late, and then it was a whole thing. I went there, like, 3 weeks ago on their website, and I was, like, trying to get one. Prior to that, I tried to apply for a press badge, and that form was broken for whatever reason when I tried to do it. I was, like, looking at the tickets, like, right before the event, and they were, like, $1,000. And I was, like, uh-oh. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get in.
Did you say uh-oh?
I didn't. I don't think I out loud said uh-oh, but in my head I was like,
uh-oh.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
ah, probably do, ah.
Oh, no.
Then one of my friends had a spare badge. Yeah, like that. One of my friends had a spare badge, and they let me borrow it for the weekend.
Oh.
So,
that's really nice.
That was nice of them.
I didn't have to pay like $1,000 for a scalped ticket.
Oh, okay. So you got to go?
I did get to go. I got Tamagotchis. I had fun. They had like a bunch of, like Marvel had a big booth. They had, I got to meet SpongeBob and Patrick at the Nickelodeon booth.
How was that?
Why do you say it like that?
Now, was this the real SpongeBob and Patrick?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I couldn't have been any other. Yeah.
Did you get an autograph?
No, but I did get a picture of me going and giving him a big hug.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Was Squidward there?
I didn't see Squidward.
Oh.
Just those two doing a meet and greet. But I waited in line.
Oh, you waited in line for this? Oh, cool.
Yeah, to go see him. To go meet them.
I didn't know you knew the concept of waiting in a line. That's awesome.
What is that supposed to mean, Jordan? What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. If the shoe fits.
I wait in lines.
Mm. Tell me the last line you waited in.
The one to see SpongeBob.
Danny. So
that's neat that you get to meet him. We all know that you're a huge SpongeBob fan.
Yes, it was very exciting.
Was this at, was there other Nickelodeon characters there that you can meet, or was this only SpongeBob and Patrick?
Dude, I think it was just SpongeBob and Patrick.
Really?
They had like some other, they had something else, but it wasn't, they didn't have any other like mascot characters there when I went. So unless it was like a different day, different thing, but SpongeBob had like their own section where it was like decked out in like the SpongeBob, you know, like aquatic theme with the flowers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's their own
coral, I think.
That's like their, isn't that like Nickelodeon's only like mascots at the moment? Like current, still on TV mascots.
Hmm.
Well, when it comes to what you can consider a mascot, yeah, that's their one and only like major property that's never going off the air. The only other like true majorly like over the top successful show that they've had that has stayed on the air longer than 2 to 3 seasons before they kicked it off is Loud House, which has spawned one or two spin-off shows and live action movies. Fairly Odd Parents was for a while, but that actually I think came to an end finally a little while ago.
Wait, isn't there a live action?
There's a live action Fairly Odd Parents sitcom now that's on Paramount.
What?
Wait, is it on now?
Yes.
Oh, I thought I was still waiting on this.
You shouldn't be waiting on it. I'll tell you that much. It's not. It's a thing that exists. We'll leave it at that.
And this is on Paramount Plus.
It's on Paramount Plus, along with like Camp Coral and the other SpongeBob spinoff, which isn't on there. That's on regular Nickelodeon. Yeah, that's the live action, and then SpongeBob. So SpongeBob's having its first crossover soon, like ever, and it's crossing over with the other two SpongeBob shows.
All right.
It's crossing over with Camp Coral, and it's crossing over with the Patrick Star Show.
Huh.
Okay.
So if you ever wanted to see SpongeBob and Patrick collab,
there we go. Yeah.
Even though they collab in each of their own shows, they're collabing.
Well, that's incredible.
That's
all
cool.
Together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's neat.
Anyway, this is a Pokemon podcast. Danny, how was your weekend?
My weekend was great. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
Also, I went and it was one of my friend's birthday, so I went and hung out with one of my friends who lives or who was from San Diego for her birthday.
You skipped
that
one.
It was like a 2-in-1 weekend, huh?
What?
Did you have cake?
Cupcakes. Yes, there was cupcakes.
So you had a cup of a cake?
No, there is.
So you like took a cup up to the cake and then just kind
of
like
is the cup? The cup is made of cake. Like my coffee cup is made of cake.
No. It's like a regular, so it's like a dessert, like a handheld one that you put like in its own like serving size.
Like lettuce wrap. Like what is that?
Dessert. Lettuce wrap.
What?
What?
Okay, that's fun.
Yeah, I don't know. You guys,
I had a cupcake. It was like with frosting on top and on the inside, though. It was like one of those two.
That's called
ones
a Twinkie.
Where it's like a surprise. It's like, yeah, a Twinkie, but in the shape of a cupcake.
Do you remember when there was that thing of just like Twinkies are no longer going to be around, and everybody was panicking. Like,
you know, that was like a weird moment in history where everyone freaked out about a Twinkie.
Right, like everybody was going and just like buying boxes and boxes of Twinkies, and they were going for like hundreds of dollars on eBay. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
that was bizarre.
That was a weird time.
And then it was like a month later, they're like, another company bought it. They'll be back out in about another month.
Yeah, because like Twinkies are supposed to last like a long time. Like I remember like even like early episodes like Family Guy had a whole joke about Twinkies outlasting the apocalypse. Right. Like it's just one of the things that will just live forever. So that's pretty funny.
That
people actually freaked out about Twinkies. Like,
yeah,
what do we do without Twinkies? I'm like, listen, I've lost a lot of good food products in my life that just don't exist anymore. All right? Bring back Yogos, cowards. Bring it back.
Yogos over Twinkies.
Yeah, like Twinkies, cool. I understand it. That's fine. Yogos. Little yogurt balls? Come on. What's better than that?
Maybe.
Little yogurt
we'll
balls. Like
we'll
a fruit snack covered in a little yogurt.
Yeah.
We'll see about that.
Yeah, don't be scared.
Yeah.
As we move along here throughout the podcast.
You didn't talk about your weekends.
My weekend was great. Thank you for asking.
My weekend was great. Thanks for asking.
Okay, guys, I think we need a quick vibe check. That felt a little aggressive.
No, I said thank you for asking.
Oh.
Danny.
Oh, okay, I missed it.
Thank you for asking.
Why is it twice on
the If you
back?
Can't tell, we like to have fun here on the podcast.
Yeah, that's
we have
okay,
a good
so
that's what we
weekend.
Call it these days.
No, we had a good. I literally did not do anything interesting to talk about. I did tax stuff.
Wow. Yeah, that's it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hung out with some friends for like a very chill, relaxed day, but like didn't go anywhere or anything like that. So you know, we just had a good time and did taxes. So. Other than that, as we move along here, we do have a Patreon episode going up this week. Shadowless Podcast presents Heavily Played, our Patreon exclusive podcast where you can watch a video of that podcast on our Patreon. Just search Shadowless Podcast on Patreon. It is only $5. And this week,
who said that?
This week, we decided to taste test. Have a Mountain Dew taste test.
Mountain Dew.
We all went out and got different flavors of Mountain Dew. We have no idea what each of us got, and we are going to taste test them. I'm not a Mountain Dew person. I have not tasted any of these flavors. I'm not a Mountain Dew drinker at all. But we're gonna taste test these and see what it's all about. So if you want to hear that episode, it is over on Patreon right now. And here's a little sneak peek of it right here. Maybe just like a few seconds. Just right here. I would not buy this.
Oh no! Did you find a flaming?
You did.
Oh, no.
But I'm doing it just for the podcast.
Wow!
Honestly, it smells like a talkie,
dude. That's what I hoped it would smell like.
It smells like a talkie. Hopefully, that was a good sneak peek.
That was
so good. So that was a sneak peek at our new game called Mountain Do or Don't. Where we see if this is a Mountain Dew or a Mountain Don't.
That's right.
A Mountain Don't. Mm-hmm. That's fair. Yeah.
That's right. Hey, what did everybody bring to the table to drink today?
Mountain
Speaking
Dew. Drinks. Save that for later. Save it for the pocket. Save it for the pocket.
What did everybody bring to drink today?
Green.
You're smiling over there like you did something.
I feel like Denny is booching today.
What?
It's been. You can't go a whole month without a little booch. It's been about a month. So show the booch.
Yeah, it's been a little bit. I was thinking. Yeah, it's been a while. I had a little hinkering for the booch. Mm. We are getting booch today, bruh.
We're getting booch today, bruh.
I got the iconic trilogy synergy GTS kombucha, still sealed, limited edition, mint condition. Just kidding, you can buy it at the
Is that
store,
the entire
is.
Name of it?
It's called GTS Synergy Raw Kombucha Trilogy. Yeah.
GTA?
No, not the
Greater Toronto Area?
Greater Toronto. Yeah, no, it's not that. It's GT. Well, actually it's GTs. I just noticed that it's GTs, not GTS. GTs.
Oh, it's plural.
Yeah.
Right?
Or no, possessive rather.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So you finally
No game
the kombucha is
kombucha.
Back there, super duper Danny. Nice.
Booch is back. I'm right.
We're getting booched today, bro. Beep, beep,
beep. Mr. Jordan Fringe, what do you have?
Green.
Today?
You have green?
Nice. Okay.
I'll show you a little bit. What's green? It's green.
Jordan, ooh, typically we bring drinks it's to the green. Table.
It's green. Monster?
Not the color green.
Green tea.
Monster.
I knew it. How should I feel?
That's a song. Yeah, I got green.
Monster.
Is
Monster green? What is it?
Is that
like
the name
zero
of the flavor is green?
Well, no, it's Ultra Paradise is the name of it. Usually, at the early flavors, it'd be like Ultra White or Ultra Neat. Like, they'd have like an ultra, like simpler color names. Then now it's like certain ones that kind of have like slight color changes or differences. Like, this is Ultra Paradise.
What does paradise taste like? What flavor is that?
So, have you ever, when in and then
have you ever had a dream?
And that if you take
that you had
the aspartame, and put 16 fluid ounces in.
Oh, yeah, of aspartame.
Milligrams.
I'm glad you brought that to the table today.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's like zero sugars though.
Nice.
Oh, well, that's good.
And
that's
no calories. No, there's 10 calories.
Wow.
What's the sodium count on that one?
Let me give you a sodium count on this one. That's a 310 milligrams of sodium there, my friend. That's a 13%.
That's a little salty.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, that's interesting. All right.
No protein.
I got the no classic protein. Zevia once again. Zeros across the board.
Whoa.
Cola flavor. Whoa. Woo! And it is ice cold right now. Ooh, going through a little bit of a heat wave here.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. How hot is it over there?
How hot is it?
Ice cold.
All right.
Yeah, going through a little bit of a heat wave here. It's fine. Don't worry. You'll just see me sweating throughout this entire thing.
It's okay.
Got it. My parents were saying it was 110 in Nevada where they're at. And I'm like, I would simply pass away. I would move.
That's rough.
A little toasty.
That is very, very rough. Okay.
Oh, no, he's hot!
Just a little bit.
Everyone. To everyone.
All right, on the count of three, here we go.
Oh, hold on. I got to get the sediment at the bottom. Let me do a little. You know, there's live cultures in this one and all.
How many?
So I've heard.
Like 3 billion. It's
that's
like
too 9 many.
Billion.
Whoa.
There's 9 billion in here.
That's three times your estimate.
Yeah, for the daily value of live stuff you should eat, for sure.
A one, a two, a three.
Oh.
There you go. Now get a drink,
felt
everybody.
Felt that one.
Get a drink. Stay hydrated.
Wow. Why do you do that every time?
Do what?
Nothing, Jordan, nothing.
Thank you.
Nope. That might have been a booch burp. Because like we're trying to figure out where the like the reverb came on, like where the other sound came from on that.
I liked
watching you on that one because you were like looking down to take a drink and it played and you were like, oh.
Hello, was that me?
Yes.
All right. Hey, Jordan, can I ask you a question?
Nope.
And that question is, what caught Mr. Jordan Fringe's attention this week at the Pokemon Center? And in fact, Mr. Jordan Fringe, what did catch your attention this week at the Pokemon Center?
You see, the Pokemon Center is a website that features a lot of cool items all the time.
No, not what is the Pokemon Center.
The Pokemon Center is a really cool website that gets a lot of cool Pokemon items all the time. The Fitness Gram Pacer Test. There was a couple... sorry, voice crack. There was a couple of items that released this week. A bunch of interesting plushies just dropped. There's this set of wedding Pikachus, male and female Pikachus. They have... the kimono versions, and then they have traditional like American weddings, like with tuxedos and everything for a male and female Pikachu as well.
Seen these before. They're so cute.
These two sets
the
just
tuxedo.
Dropped. They are 30 each, $29.99, and there's one of each kind there. And then there is a new Rock Love necklace, $134.99. I know Nate was waiting for this one because it's a Sylveon.
I do. You know what? It is my favorite. It is my favorite Eeveelution. So I do like me some Sylveon.
It's time to get you some jewelry. You know, we've been saying it for months. You need to get iced out. Speaking of iced out, you can get iced out with the Ice Rider Calyrex VMAX League Battle Deck.
Nice. Nice.
Thank you. I'll be here for the rest of the podcast. Nice. And then we have the Shadow Rider League Battle Deck as well. So both of those are up there for $29.99. And then something a little crazy dropped this morning. Something a little
crazy?
Nuts. You like having friends?
Friends? Are we friends? Nah. Are we best friends? Do we become the three best friends that anyone could have?
Maybe.
The three best friends.
Well, I like friends. Anyone. I like you guys. You're my
well,
friends.
Now it's time to show your friendship with the friend ball.
Wow.
I know. Let me explain. So it is what you think it is. It is another brand new Pokeball replica from the Wand Company. This is now their 8th official one, I want to say.
Right. I mean, I think it's obvious at this point that they are going to do all of them.
And they're
right?
not just like, choosing the average ones. They're going out of their way to choose some weird ones, which
right?
I like because
no, I do too. I do too.
The friend
I prefer
ball
that.
Is very interesting looking. And, you know, what better way to celebrate upcoming Friendship Day? It's a real day.
Friendship Day?
Yep. Then with
what
a brand new friend. It beats me. $99.99.
Let me see here.
That's $100 wow. Friends ball.
If I'm not mistaken, this was
July
30th. That Kurt made in, like, that apricorn thingy.
Yeah, it could be.
It's like such a random Pokeball to choose.
Yeah.
The friendship ball. The friend ball.
But I like it. It's a good choice.
So friend if ball. I don't have any friends, I could buy yeah. this and then I will have a friend?
And then you could capture a friend.
Oh, okay, yes. okay, okay.
Yeah.
yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it
I could...
says Pokemon caught
yeah.
in this ball become friendlier toward their trainers. And it was from Gold and Silver from the Apricorn Man, by the way. Yeah,
right.
You catch some friends. They keep bringing it around. It's kind of a cute Pokeball, but it is like I don't know why they would choose this one over any other kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's so random.
I guess, honestly, Jordan, you know what? Your guess might not be too bad with the Friendship Day thing.
No, they announced it on their, I think that was like on a Instagram post.
Oh, was it on a social media post?
I feel like
I saw it on Twitter. I saw someone, one of the posts say something about Friendship Day, so I assumed it was real.
Yeah, Friendship Day is July 30th.
Well, just in time.
Yeah, so that would be this Saturday.
Get some friends.
Wow.
There you go. But here's the question. Did anybody buy anything? Did anybody buy anything off the Pokemon Center since last week's episode? Now, Jordan, we typically look at you because you're the one that has the habit of purchasing the things, and if I may remind everybody, last week a statue called Ocean of Friendship figure was dropped on PokemonCenter.com. Just in time for Friendship Day for $350. And Jordan did purchase that. Now, Jordan.
Where did you get those glasses?
It's a mask.
It's a mask? Where did you get that mask?
My desk.
Nice.
Jordan. That's nice that your desk gave you some glasses.
Oh, it is a mask. For everybody listening only, Jordan is wearing like a masquerade style mask.
If anyone who sees this clip knows where this is from, you get 10 points.
I don't know. Nate, do you know?
Yeah, you're not a real gamer.
Don't know.
Not real gamers.
It looks like an anime or something.
It's like from a video game.
What?
But Jordan, what did you purchase?
What did I purchase is the real
if
question.
You purchase anything.
If I purchase anything at all.
Yo, I think you got the ball.
Okay.
I will say, because you've gotten all, and Danny, correct me if I'm wrong here, hasn't Jordan gotten all the other Wand Company balls as well?
I think Jordan has gotten a lot of the other balls, if not all.
Yeah,
of
yeah. So I'm agree with Danny
well, ball
on this
boy.
One. Yeah. I think you definitely got that ball, and I think you got all four of the Pikachu plushies.
These are pretty cool plushies.
Are you sure about that?
I'm sure about that.
Why are you whispering?
Danny, I'm gonna go with you did not purchase anything.
Here's the thing. I didn't, but I might get these little wedding Pikachu. I might get the tuxedo Pikachu specifically.
All right.
Just to have, just because I think he looks cute.
It's adorable. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's adorable. So you're a potential upcoming purchase.
Yes, potential tuxedo purchase.
Okay. Jordan, I mean, you guys can guess if you want to with me. I mean, that's...
you made it sound like you didn't buy nothing.
All right. And I didn't buy anything.
Did you buy anything?
Well, you said nothing.
Buy anything? Well, I was just saying that you made it seem like that. You could have still bought something. No, you didn't buy anything.
All right, so you're going no on me. All right.
Okay.
Jordan, you going with a no as well?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. Jordan, what'd you get?
I got the ball.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
And nothing else.
Oh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Not a single plushie.
Nope.
Interesting.
Was it tempting?
I looked at them. Yeah. My voice is cracking all up and down today.
Right over there?
No, I'm not. I looked at them. They were cool, but I didn't want to spend all that money.
Yeah, $30 seems like a lot for like a plush toy if you're going to buy four of them, and it's like, okay, this is like over $100, like going on $100. Yeah.
It's a little bit, but no, they're really cool. I just, when I thought about it, it's like, listen, it's already weird enough that I collect the graduation statues each year. Do I need the wedding plushes? I'm not even getting married, you know?
You save them for the special day.
Yeah, but I could just get them at the special day. You know, they'll make.
Yeah,
they'll
or
make
you could get
more.
Them. Right
it might be sold
now.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they might be sold out on that day.
Yeah, well, you know, they'll just postpone the wedding.
Good thinking. Good thinking.
Smart.
I did buy the wedding plushies. I bought the wedding tuxedo and the wedding dress.
The like American style one or like
Nice.
I'm like, I'm considering. Here's the thing. This is like just popped into my head because I just saw these. I get invited to some weddings I'm unable to attend just because of the like distance or whatever the timing. I think I'm gonna send the people's wedding that I can't make it to. I'm gonna send a set of
it's
those
a phenomenal idea. Absolutely,
it's a great gift. That is a fantastic gift.
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely. So, well, my thought process is that I want to get the wedding dress, the wedding tuxedo, and then I'm going to take our wedding picture and then put one on both side of the wedding picture. So that's what
it's
I want
so
to do with
cute.
That. So that's what I'm going to do with that.
Jordan and I crying and single.
Hey, but you got that friend ball over there. So
we have the power of friendship. Wow.
But you know what we should be seeing here in a few weeks, hopefully. Just a few weeks, I'm hoping. That life-size Lucario plush.
Oh, come on.
So it looks like that's shipping late August from what I'm hearing. Yeah.
Who are you hearing this from?
So I saw a preliminary sheet that shows expected times for shipouts. So, like, at the end of this month is when they're expected to send out like all the rest of like the Pokemon Go Elite Trainer boxes, and then right next on the list was late August for the Lucarios.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So, what does it say online still, like on the Pokemon Center?
It
I
says
just checked,
you get
it August
when you get it. It
says we expect this item to ship in August, so it definitely does not say mm-hmm. early or late, unfortunately, but oh well.
Yeah, it's fine.
As long as we get it. As long as we get it.
It's about time, you know.
I understand. Now, we did see that Pokemon in Japan had announced that a life-size or jumbo, whatever you want to call it, Spheal is coming out.
Dude, that's got to be a jumbo Spheal. That thing is huge. I'm
it
so
is,
pumped.
It is, yeah, absolutely huge. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine that I would not be surprised if it goes up for pre-order on PokemonCenter.com this week or next week. Mm-hmm. And that would be my guess with it, because we have not seen the announcement of the next jumbo plush on Pokemon Center, which has been kind of rare. Like, I feel like for the past year, we've been at least like two ahead. And I definitely think this is probably the next one that's going to hit PokemonCenter.com for sure.
Yeah.
Will you be ordering it? is the question. Will both of you be ordering this?
That's a wait and find out.
I think you know now if you're going to order it.
Yeah, immediately upon seeing it, mine is yes.
Oh, that's for... No, I mean, I know what my answer is. That's a waiting for you guys to find out.
Oh, come on!
Oh, uh-huh.
Why would you do that?
I see.
I have my sitting cutie right there. My Sveal sitting cutie. It's right there next to my...
That's
my
true. Plus, don't you have, like, emotes for your streams?
Sveal used to be my channel mascot in, like, 2010 to 2013.
The
it was
old days.
Sveal. The good days. Yeah, the good old, the glory days.
What happened? Why did you drop Sveal?
Growlithe. Because I put my face on there instead, I think.
Oh, okay.
Growlithe came along.
Less anonymous. What?
Growlithe came along.
Yeah. Growlithe came along, swept everyone off their feet. Things haven't been the same since. Shout out to the Growlithe gang.
All right. Obviously, I'm gonna order it. I'm in too deep now with the jumbos, so.
We gotta catch them all.
I have to keep... Well, I mean, that's
except
that's...
Lucario. I'm like good on that one, but all the other ones.
I don't see how you're good on that one. That's like one of the coolest ones.
That's like the...
I don't know.
That's
it's
like
something about
the
it
most
standing.
Perfect
like,
size. Yeah. The, what like what are you expected to do? Not stand?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't
it
know.
Has feet.
I don't know.
It stands. I'm sorry. The rest, like, what do you think about the Psyduck standing?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
technically
it's
true.
Different.
Yeah.
No, it's different because he's got like a stubby little body. This one's like...
So now,
I don't know.
So now Psyduck's stubby?
Look at him. He's like... Look at the... It's... Come on. Yes.
Wow, this is eye-opening.
Not like in a mean... It's just like the shape. It's just like cute little...
Technically,
poke guy, you know?
Slowpoke standing.
No, it's...
That's
it's
true.
It's sprawled.
That's true, unfortunately.
It's sprawled. Its arms are like this.
I'll get you with Arcanine. Arcanine is laying down, but...
So is Slowpoke.
No, Slowpoke standing. Slowbro's
no,
the one that has...
No, it is not.
When it gets to Slowbro, then it stands on two, but Slowpoke stands on four. So it's
the
standing.
The plush is laying down. His tummy is on the ground.
No, that's just... He's just big boned.
No, what are you talking about?
I don't know. I think it
Yo,
is.
Yo, you got... Did you get the boneless... Standing. Did you get the boneless Slowpoke? Or you get the traditional style?
Yeah, traditional wings. Wings only. The flats. The flats only.
That's it for the Pokemon Center this week. However, it is not the end of the podcast.
What
no,
is it?
No, not the end of the podcast.
Oh,
no,
it's not the end.
But what is it then?
Yeah, not the end.
Oh, that is correct. So that's a true statement.
Yeah, that is a true statement. We're not going to go straight into the news, discussing the news. We are actually going to have a little bit of a discussion with Pokemon Worlds merch. Now, like I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, we are on the road to the Pokemon World Championships 2022
Choo-choo!
In London. As I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, we've had some special guests on. However, this week I thought maybe let's talk about some of the merch.
We're
we've
our
mentioned
own special
this,
guest this
yeah,
week.
Merch. Pokemon Worlds merch is our special guest this
nice.
Week. So,
welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Pokemon Merch, for being here.
Hey, how you
we
doing?
Appreciate your time.
Glad
is
to
it
be here.
Merch?
It's me, Pokemon
Hi, merch.
Merch. How you doing?
Now, Pokemon Worlds merch for this year has not been announced. There's no pictures or anything, so we can speculate all we want. However, we have no idea what anything is going to be there. But we have some merch from previous years.
How you doing?
As well as... you're still here. You haven't left.
Merch is still here.
Yeah, I'm previous merch.
You're previous...
Regular merch?
Is this two different?
Merch?
Is no, it's just me previous... I'm the new merch you don't know yet. I'm the only merch you know until the new merch.
Oh, that's fair. Are you also going to be new merch?
What do you got? What do you got? What do you got for me?
You're the merch. You're supposed to have...
Yeah.
What did you buy? What did you buy?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, what did we... I got you.
Right. Yeah.
Now, every year, it's one of the biggest things, I think, for Pokemon Worlds is the merch. A lot of people look forward to this exclusive merch. Yeah. No, we do get excited for you. Absolutely. And it is something to where they pop up a Pokemon Center at Pokemon Worlds, and they sell a lot of exclusive merch that you can only get at Pokemon Worlds. So once it's over, they don't, like, take the rest of the merch and then put it up on PokemonCenter.com and sell the rest of it. It is only available there at that Pokemon World.
Is that true? Exclusive merch?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I thought.
Correct information.
All right. Yeah.
You all right? You need
a... You know, it's a little hot. I just need a glass of water sometimes, you know.
All right. Well, go ahead and get your
drink. All right, hold on. Let me get a glass of water.
Yeah.
Okay, much better.
Nice. There we go. What was that? Okay. All right.
There we go. That's,
we're good.
That's a lot
better. Carry on. Carry on. Don't mind
me. Okay. Right, exclusive merch.
Now, we were all at Pokemon Worlds in 2019, all three of us. And did anybody pick up any merch in 2019? Or did you bring back any memorabilia? Because sometimes there is things to just... you can kind of pick up and add to your collection that necessarily you don't have to buy. There can be little things here and there. Did anybody bring anything back from Pokemon Worlds 2019?
You know, you asked that. You know back merch. Come on. We were there together. We literally stood in line at the Pokemon Center together.
That's true. There is video. There is video
that
evidence.
Moment I was, but then another moment I was. Moment. I did shop at the shop at the place at the Worlds.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I did buy some of that merch. Thank you.
There is a Pokemon Worlds video on my YouTube channel, if you want to go check it out, Real Breaking Nate, to where I kind of vlog the entire weekend. And there is footage of us waiting in line in that video.
Riveting. So, that's proof that Danny did wait in line.
Yes, there's video evidence.
Oh, okay,
there
we go. There we go. That's good. Well, you're welcome, because I provided you that proof.
Gave me an alibi. You saved the day.
Congratulations. No problem.
I don't cut in line. Come on.
Yeah, no, we know you don't cut in line.
I get the fast pass.
You don't even get that. so what did everybody bring back from 2019, which is the last Pokemon Worlds that was held?
I think I got I don't remember which plush. I couldn't find it, but I got one of the like three mascot plushes that were all like the little expedition gear.
Yeah, the little excavation guys.
Yeah.
They had Pikachu, Eevee,
and
Piplup.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I feel like I maybe got Pikachu or all three of them. I can't remember. I either got one or I got all three.
I thought I got one too, and I couldn't find it. So I think I might have not bought one and thought I did.
Those are the main stuff.
I'm almost positive you did. Almost positive you bought one, Danny.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't find it. Where did I put my son?
I'm almost positive you bought the Eevee.
Let's see if it showed up in the vlog. I'm like, that's him.
Actually, there is a part to where, like, before you check out, you show me what you're buying.
Oh, what? Yeah, we gotta go watch that back. Eevee, where are you?
But you might remember the Eevee. Like, you thought it was so adorable. I have the Eevee right here so you can see it. But it has the bows all over the tail.
Oh, I might have gotten the Eevee.
It's so cute.
And then it has a little brown bow. Right,
and the hat right was the hippopotas.
Do you say hippo? Wait, how did you pronounce that?
What did I say?
I don't know. Whatever just came out of your mouth.
What is the Pokemon called again?
Hippopotas?
Hippopotas?
Why did you say hippopotas? It's hippo. The first part is hippo. Hippopotas. Like, hippopotas.
What is it supposed to sound like?
I'm going to say hippopotas.
I just called it hippo.
I thought it was hippopotas.
No, there's no way. Come on now.
Is it not?
A little brown bow and a hippopotas.
See, I think the tail is what won you over at Worlds. That's why I'm almost positive you bought this.
That's crazy. Like, I was looking through my plushes and I couldn't find it. Maybe it's, like, in a different spot. Like, I just stored it in, like, a different container than my normal plushes. Yeah.
You might have. And you will see the tag on it is a Pokemon Worlds tag. So it's not like a Pokemon Center tag. I mean, it, like I said, exclusive merch there.
Say Washington, D.C. on it, too?
It does. Yeah. It does.
Yeah, hippopotas.
Stop it!
Getting the Pikachu as well while I was there with a little
hippopotas. Yeah.
No!
That's right, with the hippopotas hat.
No!
I'm looking at it on my phone. It says hippopotas.
That's not how... You cannot be on this right now. Hippopotas.
Hippopotas. Watch.
There's no way.
Hip-pop-otas. Hippopotas.
I hear it here.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. That one's really cute. The Pikachu one.
That is an adorable one. So, I mean, you have to get it, right? Pikachu, it's the mascot. You got to go with it. It has a little excavation uniform on with belt. It has
with
a belt,
belt.
With the belt, yeah, to hold up the pants there.
The trousers.
But I did not get the Piplup. I regret it. I regret not getting the Piplup. I only went with the Pikachu and Eevee. So I apologize to Piplup. I regret it.
Sorry,
absolutely
Piplup.
Regret it.
And you'll never get it again.
It's true. Unless I go on eBay.
All right, merch.
At this point, then... Then I would have to. But I would assume that they would do plushies again this year. I think that's kind of a staple.
They have to.
Right? With the mascot obviously being Roserade and Pikachu, I would assume there's going to be Roserade there
What extra ones would they do besides Roserade and Pikachu?
I could see like a Sinistee.
I wish I had, like, that art, like, the official art that they dropped for the world.
Yeah.
Sinistee makes a lot of sense.
I could easily see Sinistee.
Who else do they have on that? Fennekin?
Stonejourner. It was all Gen 8.
Pokemon. Yeah.
So oh, really?
Grookey, Scorbunny, Sobble, more Pika, more Pekko. That could be one, easily, too.
Dude, Honchkrow. Mm-hmm. Was Honchkrow on there?
Honchkrow was not on there.
What? Am I just, like, losing my mind?
Honchkrow is not a Gen 8 Pokemon.
That's right.
Yeah, but I figured it was on. Like, I'm thinking, what am I thinking?
Is Hippopotas on there?
Stop it.
Actually, yeah, that one's on there.
Oh, nice. That's a Gen 8 Pokemon.
And then, Jordan, like you said, Stonejourner is on there as well. So
Stonejourner.
Those are the ones. They could make a plushie of all of those.
They could.
Yeah, any and all.
Mm-hmm. I hope the Stonejourner is just Jenga blocks.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Oh, what there's a Corviknight. Like... There's a what did I say before? Honchkrow. There's a Corviknight involved in something.
You said Fennekin.
I did say Fennekin, and I meant Scorbunny. Well, the one that I was
you said Grovyle at one point.
I did not say that.
No, I'm pretty
now
sure you said it.
Now you're making things up.
I heard you say it too.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, who are you?
Oh, this is old merch.
Oh, how are you doing? What Pokemon Worlds year are you?
20.
You're not existing merch. I'm Honchkrow from 2022.
I'm the merch that never was.
I'm the ghost of merch future.
I'm the brainstorm room, the writing room merch that never was.
Now, I was mentioning free stuff.
Whoa.
And one of the free stuff, free items that, like, I think every time you bought something at the Pokemon Center that was popped up there, you got one of the little...
Yippee!
You remember these little
Yeah, I got one of those
screen cleaners.
Screen cleaner cloth.
I got one or two of those.
The neat thing is that on the back of it, it has all of the what do you call it?
The super effective typing chart.
Yeah, the move type, the defending type. There's a specific name for it, but I can't think of the name for it. But it basically tells you the weakness. Weakness, you know, resistance, all that good stuff right there. But
Jordan's holding back a yawn. Why are you holding back a yawn, Jordan?
You can just let it go.
Is this boring? Are we boring?
Just let it go.
No.
Your eyes are watering now.
No, they're not.
Yeah, I can see. I can see right out.
You can't see anything.
Now, another free thing here. I don't know if you remember the Explorer's Guide.
Oh
my God.
I didn't
get
that.
Dude, here's the thing. I have a packet of stuff, like maybe in a Pokemon Center bag that has those items, and it's somewhere in my closet, and I need to find it.
That might be where the Eevee plush is.
It's probably where the Eevee plushie is, now that I think about it.
And in the front of it, it says, "Welcome, trainers, to the 2019 Pokemon World Championships. Use this guide to collect stamps throughout the event. Collect them all." So this is where you would go and do certain things around Pokemon Worlds. And every time you did, you would get that stamp, and then you could turn it in eventually. So, like, visiting the Pokemon Center, going to the Detective Pikachu Theater as well.
I remember.
Pokemon Masters demo.
We should know all of Nate's are blank. So, Nate, did you do anything while you were there?
Wait, I might have some merch from this. Hold on. Hold on.
This came with our spectator badge, so I think you should have that, Jordan.
Right. And you could pick up a free one, too, that was just sitting there.
They were there.
Their prize wall and then first step. I don't remember what first step was, but...
Huh. I found my piece of merch I had readily available. Oh. The Detective Pikachu Theater reminded me of it. I got the popcorn bucket.
so
that
cute.
That is awesome. I didn't go to the Detective Pikachu Theater.
I was just
neither did I.
Had those. Oh.
This is my friend bucket. Gave this to me at the end. He's like, you want my popcorn bucket? And I was like, okay.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, because it was already out on, like, home media at this time, so it advertises buying it on home media at the bottom.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That is neat. Yeah, also, there was daily stamps.
Still smells like popcorn.
Does it still? Was there actually popcorn in there, or did he snag a clean one?
Yeah.
Yes. He said yes, but very far away.
Yeah. I still got my badge.
Dude, I cannot believe. Yeah, I have to have like a container that has all of these, and you just like rekindled so many memories from Worlds, like bringing the, oh my gosh, hello.
Jordan, you still have your badge, I assume, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you get the lanyard with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a regular lanyard. This is a Pokemon World specific lanyard with it.
Yep, it says Washington mm-hmm. on it.
It says Spectator right there. I had a Spectator badge.
With a hippopotas. How'd you say it?
Hippopotas,
yes.
Hippopotas.
Hip. I got sleeves while I was there. Danny, I believe you got sleeves
yes,
as well.
Yes, I got to the things that I brought to show. Yeah,
I got the other sleeves.
What, those?
Yeah, I got some of those sleeves.
I got the sleeves with Pikachu and Aerodactyl on it. Well, Pikachu and, the excavation fossil Pokemon.
Yeah, there we go. I think I actually bought two of these, and I used them for, like, pre-release tournaments afterwards.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So.
Yeah, these ones are cool.
I definitely like the excavation ones a little bit more with the bones on them. Like, this one's just kind of a portrait situation.
Yeah, I mean, the art is cool on it.
It is, yeah.
It's got all the iconic Pokemon that were all over the state, like the main stage, I think. Some of them.
And then I had to buy this. And Jordan, I feel like you're going to be jealous about this. I feel like you're going to wish you would have bought it.
Okay.
I bought the hat.
That is a nice Hippopotas hat.
Hippopotas, baby.
It is a hippo hat.
I forgot about that hat.
That is a nice hat.
Right? I just saw it and was like, you know, I feel like I have to have it. Like, this is a unique piece of merch in my mind. This is why I bought it.
Fourth gen gamer wears that hat. I forgot that's what it was from. He wears that hat around sometimes.
Yeah, we roomed together, right? We all roomed together.
Were we with Josh? Worlds. I don't think he was with us. I think he was. Oh, no. He was to that one. Yeah.
Yeah. He's in the video.
Sorry, we go to so many cons that, like, for that one, he was. At the last one, he was. Okay, got it.
A neat thing underneath the bill of the hat is you got a little Pikachu
wait, it's so cute.
Whoa.
So
it's hiding underneath.
Everybody
the bill.
Listening, it's a hippopotas face on the front. It's, like, brown. And then it's got like a brown like camouflage on the bill.
And then
Pikachu's underneath face
the
underneath.
Bill. Yeah, the excavation Pikachu right there.
Specifically.
And then, of course, the tag that goes with it as well. Now, I did buy a shirt. I just didn't bring it up here to show. I did buy a shirt as well, and I think that was all I bought when I was there, because I know, like, going up there, I did not prepare at all to leave space to buy merch. So I was literally like,
mistakes were made.
Yeah, big mistakes. Big mistakes, because I was trying so hard to fit everything in the suitcase and the backpack.
We're putting the suitcase in the suitcase this time.
That's what we did. That's what Professor Mikey.
See, you got to put a backpack in the suitcase in the suitcase.
Oh, and then you carry the tool. And then, I think we can make that work. Yeah. Hey, Nate, you forgot one piece of merch, perhaps.
What was that? Oh, yeah.
Official
I did buy that.
Pokemon World Championship dice set. Bow, bow,
bow, which bow. Was the, would you like some? Would you like some?
Yes, thank you. Om nom 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 nom.
Which was probably the, what, would you say the most popular item at Pokemon Worlds 2019?
I think it was, and we were trying to figure out, like, for what reason. Like, they're really, really cool dice, but, like, everyone was talking about the dice set. We're like, yeah, it's cool.
Right.
So it's like a metal set of dice. Ours are still sealed. I didn't even open mine. It's collectible coin, damage counters, and GX marker in here. And,
like, yeah, I still have mine as well.
Yeah, World sealed. Championships. I think they're blue. They look really
people,
cool.
People were lining up specifically for those. Mm-hmm. And then... I think there was like an issue, like they ran out like really fast the first day, because we didn't get them the first day. We got them the second day.
Yeah, I think we were there. To, like, limit them. Like,
yeah, I couldn't get them any day.
First. Yeah, I thought the first day they didn't put a limit on them, and then the second day they put the limit, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. So the,
that reminds me, I did have this sitting over here. The deck box. I did buy the deck box, though.
I may have got a deck box. I can't remember. I got a couple like things like that.
Which is the same image that was on the sleeves.
Yeah.
As well. Nice. I gotta ask. Why is there an address?
I noticed that as well.
On merch, and then it says, retain this address for your records. Who is keeping these addresses for their records, and why do they need to retain them?
Yeah. This is the Pokemon Company office, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it is. It is. The Pokemon Company International Office.
Bellevue, Washington.
Why would you need to... Is there like some sort of law that you have to put that in writing on merch?
Retain this address for your records. This seems cryptic. What does that mean?
Because it's even on the back of the booster packs. Yeah. Like, if you look at the back of a booster pack, it will say, retain this address for your records as well.
Don't forget it.
Can we get some clarification? If anybody knows why things say that, let us know.
Or why Pokemon specifically wants theirs to say it. Retain this address for your records.
I'm very interested in that. Hmm. But the point of today's talk is that there is very neat and interesting exclusive merch when it comes to the TCG, the plush, the video game. Yes, Danny, you have your
hands.
I
was
going
to share some of my stuff too, my other item that I got.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well,
Unless we were done. Was that you wrapping up the segment?
No, go for it. I didn't know you had anything else, so.
The one other item was something that was at the Pokemon Center pop-up that I never saw on the Pokemon Center website. It was something afterwards. I'm surprised you didn't snag it while we were there. I think it's actually out in the other room, but it's like a Pokemon Center Psyduck and Slowpoke shirt.
Yeah.
You remember that shirt?
It was on the Pokemon Center beforehand.
Yeah, and then it never showed up like again after that. Yeah. And I get asked about that shirt all the time. Like, every Pokemon event I'm at, they go, where'd you get that shirt? Like,
I wish I had it.
Pokemon Center. Yeah, dude. That one we all thought about. Elliot and I both got it. Galactic Elliot and myself both got it. And I was like, that was my favorite. Like, I still wear that shirt.
No, it's a good shirt. I know I was down. Yeah. Like, I wanted it. And I remember, like, my hope was that, okay, I'm going to hope that they restock it on Pokemon Center because I cannot fit anything else inside of my luggage. I just can't.
Just put the shirt on.
No, it's going to be too hot.
Wear it through the airport.
It's going to be way too hot.
Tie it around your waist.
Like, I've done the thing where I've, like, put on a shirt and then put on another shirt and then put on another shirt and then put on, like, a hoodie.
That's ridiculous.
That is way too much for a plane.
Yeah, just because on the way back I did, you know, pick up a couple extra things. I'm like, gosh. But then right when you get on the plane, you just take them off. You don't wear them the whole flight.
Oh, that's rough.
It's a lot of work, a lot of steps.
That is a lot of work. Hey, you know, the Shadowless Podcast is heading to the Pokemon World Championships 2022 in London.
What?
We will officially be there all weekend long. And, of course, we want to make sure that we give a big thank you to the Pokemon Company International for providing all three of us passes to the Pokemon World Championships as well as providing the travel and hosting for myself and Super Duper Danny at the podcast. So thank you so much, Pokemon Company. I want to make sure that we are being transparent about that they did provide all of that. So I'm excited for it. I'm excited. I'm ready to be there. We'll do a live episode probably throughout the weekend while we're there. We're still kind of working on figuring out exactly how we're going to make all of that work. Just because there is so much going on at Worlds. We're going to make it work. And Worlds is now 4.
We're going to make it
work. We're going to make it work, that's for sure. It is 4 days long this year. So a lot of stuff going on. And I would just imagine that they're probably going to go all out this year.
I'm so excited.
I imagine they're going to go all out for Worlds this year. Obviously, we've seen a huge increase in the Pokemon franchise since 2019. So
And it's a first-year bag, baby.
It is. Woo! It is. I'm excited for the spectators. I'm excited for the competitors. Good luck to everybody competing at the Pokemon World Championships in London. Good luck to you all. I cannot wait to see who gets crowned the winner and what teams you had, what deck you were playing with. It's going to be a good time. So we will see you all at Worlds. However, that is not the end of the podcast. We have a little bit of news. No. That's not the end. No.
What?
That's not the end. Don't forget, next week we will have a special guest, most likely, getting everything figured out.
What?
You're going to love it. But it's not the end of the podcast. No. We still have to discuss what's going on in the world of Pokemon. Now, remember, we're not breaking the news. We're simply just discussing what's going on in the world of Pokemon.
Real breaking news! Bow, bow. What do you think of that one, huh?
That was a good one.
That was a nice one. I feel like I really went into like the diaphragm or whatever this thing, you know what I mean? That's a real...
Yeah, that was the remix, I think.
Yeah, real. Anyway, big week in news this week.
Yeah, go ahead and start us off.
Sounds like it.
There's a lot of things happening.
Yeah, like what?
Big week in news.
Oh, well, you know.
Wait, yeah, go ahead.
What happened?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of
what happened?
There's some new TCG items. Have you heard about this Heavy Hitters Premium Collection?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've heard a thing or two.
Yep.
I've heard, a thing or two about it.
Hey, am I off the podcast now? We done with the merch?
God. Oh, yeah.
We're done
your
with
time,
the merch segment.
Your time's over.
Oh, okay. All right. Have a good pause. See you guys later.
All right.
Yeah.
Bye, merch.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah. Oh, my God. Wow. What a character. I didn't realize he was still here. I didn't realize
Hello.
Merch was still
Hello.
In the studio.
Hello.
Merch, is that you?
Hello.
Hey, you guys validate parking?
Yeah, you gotta talk to the secretary at the front, though. You talk to your
friend. Okay, all right. See you guys later. Okay, goodbye.
Okay, all right.
All right.
What a nice guy.
We can continue.
Yeah, really nice guy. Yeah, go on. Go on.
Yeah. Right. Heavy hitters.
I realized we had a parking lot. Interesting.
We did. It's just one spot.
It's just one spot.
We all commute together, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
We got the Heavy Hitters Premium Collection launching on September 1st, 2022. If you do want to see a picture of this, you can head over to Pokemon's website under the Trading Card Game section under the database. This is going to be spotlighting Tyranitar and Lucario.
Dude, whoa. This is a huge box.
This is very ginormous. Absolutely.
It's chunky.
Now, something I did not know about this that I literally just read is it says this will be available on September 1st exclusively at Sam's Club. This is only available at Sam's Club.
Interesting.
So this is not
because the last one before this was GameStop, which I guess is relating to last holiday when they did the Snorlax and the Lapras big
box.
That
was 2020.
Is that 2020?
That was 2020.
That was not 2020.
100% so which one was 2020.
But then the Jirachi was 2020 as well?
Yeah.
So they had two of those better deal boxes in that year. That's why I thought it was last year was the other one.
No.
So what was the big box last year?
Wow.
I don't think they're... wait a minute. That might have been the Pikachu Zekrom.
I don't know if those are considered the value box.
No, they weren't value boxes. No,
yeah, those definitely weren't value ones.
They were holiday-ish.
Because isn't this one supposed to be the value box?
No, this is not a value box. This looks like it's just a box with just a bunch of booster packs and some foil cards.
We didn't mention, but it's 14 booster packs. Like, that's an insane amount.
For how much money?
We don't know how much. It doesn't say on... The article I'm looking at doesn't say the price yet, but if there's 14 packs in there.
I think $99.99 is what it's going to be, $100.
It used to be $100 for that box?
Lucario?
No, I'm calling it, now it's the value box.
The promos in it are just a regular Lucario, regular Tyranitar, Lucario V, Tyranitar V, and then a jumbo Lucario V.
If you go for the regular pack of a price at $4, you times that by 14, you end up with $56. It's going to be a $50 box. So you're going to save $6. So? Yeah.
I think it's going to be a $60 box. That's what I'm going with.
You think they're
going to
go for? You think they're going to go for $4 more than what 14 packs cost?
Well, because you got to factor in the price of the Lucario V, the Tyranitar V, the coin.
Yeah, but that's not. Those are pennies.
The regular Lucario, the regular Tyranitar, the jumbo card.
I'm going to go with my gut. I'm going to say this is a value box. They're going to put this at 50. It's going to be a value box.
I'm saying 60.
60 is such an uncomfortable number. I don't like $60 products.
I would be more inclined to think maybe a value product if it was closer to the holidays, but September 1st does not scream value.
But Sam's Club does, because you buy in bulk at Sam's Club.
They do be selling.
So maybe it's a better bulk deal, because you get $50, you get a pack and a half for free.
I mean, okay.
Maybe it's even cheaper. Maybe it's a $40 box.
Could you imagine?
I'm still going to say 60.
If it's a $40 box, it's for the kids. It's for the families who need to get the better deals on the cards. Same thing with the Jiroxy boxes. Please don't go out and buy all of them.
Is that all?
That's it. That's what. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. I didn't know if you were continuing.
I'll remove my soapbox now. Go ahead.
There's also and I quote a code card usable.
A usable one.
Yes. This is as opposed to the ones that were not usable in the past.
Yes. Right, yeah. Of course, yeah. I hate when that happens.
Right.
Every time I open a pack, I'm like, it says unusable on it.
Shucks.
Dang it. Now I can't use it.
But yeah, that is coming out. Premium Collection. I did not know it was going to be just Sam's Club, so that's very, very interesting.
So not Costco?
Did you finish the bit about the usable thing? It said on either Pokemon TCG Online or Pokemon TCG Live. I think the important part was like the or. Like, I don't know if they're like, hey, you can use this on either one of these, but not both, you know?
I think maybe it's going to be whichever one is live
out?
At the moment.
Whichever one's out by then.
Whichever one's out by then. Yeah, I think that's kind of more what it's leaning towards. So if the
new one is out, that's probably
be the one. Also, the holiday calendar, which you can see on the same page as the heavy hitters, where the heavy hitters is out. This is launching on September 1st as well, so this must be another one of those value products, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I was assuming.
For the holiday.
Yeah, for the holiday. Mm-hmm. This one is going to be available anywhere Pokemon Center or anywhere Pokemon cards are sold or on the Pokemon Center. This will include 8 foil promo cards with a festive stamp, including 2 Pokemon V and 1 Pokemon VMAX, 2 Pokemon coins, 2 sticker sheets, 1 sidekick dangler, 6
the
Pokemon.
Danglers are back.
That's
the
right.
The danglers are back, baby.
They're Woo! Back. We got 6 booster packs inside, 3 Pokemon TCG card fun packs.
And no, then, wait, it's 6. It's 6 Pokemon TCG 3 card fun packs.
That's what I said, didn't I?
Oh. Did I hear you wrong? I thought you said 3 Pokemon. I don't know what happened.
I thought I said 6, but I'm not saying you're wrong.
No, I don't even know what happened.
I'm saying you're right and wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, and then, of course, a code card. Now, this one is just a code card for the Pokemon TCG Live. This one's not usable because it does not say usable on it. So, obviously.
Yeah, so we just don't even. It's probably, it's not even.
No, yeah, anyway. It's just more for looks, really.
Yeah, you just
than anything.
Live.
Yeah. And for anybody that doesn't know, that is a joke. You will be able to use it on the Pokemon TCG Live. So I don't want anybody getting mad.
I'm angry.
But this one actually looks really interesting. I like the box design. It looks like a Pokeball. And it looks like it's going to be in kind of the shape of a Elite Trainer box, kind of, without the like outsiding of it.
It looks like it's like a lot bigger, though.
What
it does
a
look
birthday
bigger.
Present
I
for me.
I would expect it to be like larger in size, like generally
you think,
larger in size.
Is that, are you hinting at something about what? Being a birthday present?
What says it's going to be a good thing to get myself on my birthday.
Oh, okay. So you weren't hinting at us then?
No, I'm buying it.
Okay.
You're buying it for yourself for your birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, Danny, I guess
I'm
going to
open it all up on my
list.
Birthday. I'm not going to wait for the holiday. I'm opening it all on my
Danny
birthday.
Danny and I were going to get it for you, but.
Yeah, we were going to get that for you.
No, I just want your friendship.
Oh.
Nah.
For friendship day.
I'd
I would rather just get you the gift to me. Yeah, maybe we just do the gift still, and then.
because I, well, the thing is I got that that friend ball, so my friendship is kind of taken up for the rest of the year.
Oh, yeah, you got the friendship ball already, so. Sorry, Jordan.
Do you guys take credit?
we take Venmo.
Yeah, we take Venmo and exclusive merch.
You got Cash App?
On the front of this Pokemon holiday calendar box, it does have Lapras, Pikachu, Delibird, Aisku, Abomasnow.
Am I so cute.
Am I missing any? Oh, Vanillix on there. Oh, Alolan Vulpix is on there as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's so precious. Yeah. The design is incredible.
So I'm excited to see, like, what this festive stamp is. And are these going to be promos that we've already seen at the same time? Like, is this... Is this new promos or is this, you know, older promos as well? But it does say get in the holiday spirit with a Pokemon present every day. There's no better way to enjoy the season than to celebrate it daily with some of your favorite Pokemon. From fan favorites like Pikachu and Lapras to the gift-toting Delibird, you'll find a parade of Pokemon fun, booster packs, and other surprises in this holiday calendar. There's a new item to uncover each day.
Yippee!
It's beginning to look a lot like the holiday season.
It's July.
It is July. Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, that is right. That is true. It is July.
But soon, holiday season.
Those are some new products you can expect on September 1st. And then kind of continuing with the TCG, there is going to be an illustration exhibition.
No.
Yeah.
Say so.
A whole exhibition?
Excavation?
Is there going to be an excavation?
No, there's an exhibition. Exhibit.
This museum of the Pokemon TCG is going to run from August 10th to October 22nd.
Whoa.
And it's going to be all online virtually. So wherever you are around the world, you can attend this exhibition.
Can I attend in VR? Like walk around in VR?
You know what?
That would be, oh my gosh, that would be so incredible.
If Danny, we could go together in VR.
Missed opportunity. Yeah.
We could get a VR headset.
Could all go in VR.
Yeah.
You know what? If they do that, if they announce that, I will buy a VR headset.
It'll be really cool. And you can record in VR as well. I'll let you record it.
Really?
Make a video. You'd be like, look, I'm live from the excavation.
Interesting.
Yeah, excavation time.
Yeah.
Now, it is going to focus on three aspects, life, history, and artists from the TCG, covering over 50 different artists.
Nice.
So, does everybody have a favorite artist?
Yes.
Do you have your favorite artist picked out?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, and who would that be? Go ahead.
It's Tomokazu.
That's right. Jordan and I are on the Tomokazu hype train over here.
Mm-hmm. Choo choo!
And Danny?
My favorite is Ken Sugimori. Always has been, even from when I was young, like 10 years ago, straight up. I have a big old collection of Ken Sugimori stuff. Well, cards.
Are you hoping to one day have every Ken Sugimori card?
You know what? I should set up a binder like that. I was literally thinking about that earlier this week.
You should.
Just get a binder of every single Ken Sugimori art.
Mm-hmm.
I should.
Absolutely.
You should.
It is neat to see, to have like an artist binder and see all the artworks that that specific artist has created.
Mm-hmm.
It is
over
really neat.
Over the years.
And
he's been in it since the very beginning.
Yeah, you might be collecting there for a while.
Oh, yeah.
There's probably going to be a lot of like exclusives and promos, all that stuff that you'd have to collect as well. So
I know. I was looking at so one of these new cards that I got, like the Grand Party card, like the trainer certification promo, Ken Sugimori did this one.
Uh-huh.
And to get like those exclusive old school promos, like those are so much now. It's like, oh.
You better get started.
I know. I'm going to get started right now. The exhibition.
Yeah, that's your homework.
Yeah.
So that is going on as well. Wanted to mention Pokemon Go. So Pokemon Go Fest was actually this past weekend in Seattle, Washington. Seattle, Washington.
Oh, you said Pokemon Go. So I'm going to Washington.
Yeah.
Seattle.
Yeah. Seattle, Washington.
That's where we're going. Okay, so we finally found out where they go.
Yeah, to Seattle, Washington.
That's awesome.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. So, it, but it was this past weekend. So don't.
So we're not. Don't go now.
Don't go. Yeah. Don't go now.
Where are we Pokemon going though?
Not to Seattle.
Nowhere. Oh. Nowhere.
We're staying home.
Go.
Don't book any trips.
Go home.
Don't book any trips.
Go home.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't book any trips.
Good. Stay.
You know, I was actually hearing good things about GoFest this past weekend. I was not in attendance, but I was hearing some good things about it. One of the things that they did announce is a new feature called the Daily Adventure Incense, and this is definitely going to help out players in rural areas. Basically, it is an incense that you will get every single day. You can drop this incense. It will last for 15 minutes, and uncommon Pokemon will start to pop up in the wild. So not common Pokemon, but more uncommon ones that you might not have access to get to. You know, like maybe you're not able to get to like a big city and play Pokemon Go. I'm from a small town, so I definitely like this feature right here.
That would have been so helpful, like way back in the day. Yeah, like where I grew up. If we had that, I would have been able to get so many more Pokemon. Except in the same situation, it's like there's just not that many out there.
You were mentioning that before we started the podcast. It definitely seems like something that should have been released. Maybe not at the very beginning, because obviously, like you might have not known at the very beginning, but within the first three-ish years, I would think, because we're in the sixth anniversary of Pokemon Go now. So, but better late than never, obviously. So it's awesome that it's finally introduced. So hats off to that. But definitely something that I feel like should have been in the first couple years of Pokemon Go.
Mm-hmm.
So
Better late than never.
Now, can you stack these? Like, let's say, oh, I can't play today. Can I get that 15-minute allotment rolled over to tomorrow?
I can't answer that question, but I'm going to assume the answer is no.
Because if that, like, let's say I can't play all but like one day out of the week, but that one day is where I play all the time, all day. If I could just stack my week's worth of, you know, incenses.
This isn't PTO, Jordan.
I'm trying to think of the person who can't play Go every day, okay?
This is not a data plan. You can't roll over the minutes here.
You get a fresh set of minutes every day.
Yeah. So, sorry, Jordan. Maybe I don't make the rules, but maybe next time.
You almost had me back.
Speaking of that, speaking of exactly nothing we were just talking about, did you know there's a species of seal that is larger than a car?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
Did you? Did you know that, Nate?
I did not.
There's over 30 species of seals. I was looking this up because I was looking up like seal pup fun facts, like little baby seals. Yeah. Because it's feel. It's like, seals. Cute. Fun. Alive. Adorable. So fluffy. Incredible. There is a species of seal called the southern elephant seal that can grow up to 19 feet long and weigh up to 8,800 pounds.
You know, the biggest one they ever found was 22.5 inches long.
You're making, I mean, what?
You can search it up. You're the one with the facts.
22.5 inches long?
Sorry, 22.5 feet.
You don't 22. Even 5 know. Feet.
You know what I'm saying? I'm correct. Search it up. 22.5 feet is the biggest one they found. The southern elephant seal.
22.5 foot seal?
Mm-hmm.
This is just giving me seals for like drains and stuff.
Yes, elephant February 28th,
1913. Yeah.
Weren't you there for it?
What are you talking about?
That was the largest recorded size.
Oh, yeah, that's the record at Possession Bay, South Georgia on February
28th.
1913. That's a crazy. Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine? Okay, what would you do if you were... I imagine these aren't just out and about. You would just run into one of these spontaneously.
No, it was
what
down the block.
What would you do if you saw a 22-foot seal?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's a dinosaur.
I don't know. It depends on what song he's singing.
I'd run away yelling that.
Depends on the song Seal's singing, but...
I gotta point out how... What I really enjoyed here was... Danny provides animal fact. Nobody gets upset, gets defensive about anything and says, you're lying. No. Jordan provides one, and then immediately Danny is, what? No, you're lying.
No, I didn't say that. I just had to look it up. Roll back the footage.
You got defensive very fast about Jordan's
That's because there. I am triggered by previous episodes where you guys haven't truly appreciated my fun facts.
I appreciate I thought I joined on.
If we didn't appreciate it, we wouldn't want them every week, right?
I thought that's the road we were going down. I apologize for my actions.
Trust me, this segment's going to last a long time. It's not going to go the way of Car Pick of the Week, we promise.
Yeah.
Wow. We're still
Which,
going
by the way.
Speaking of, by the way, time to guess the card. No.
Bring back the so card.
Time to guess the card pick of the week. Card pick of the week, a weekly segment we like to do every single week.
Yeah, I forgot. I just had flashbacks.
Do you still remember it fully?
Maybe.
Dude, say it.
I don't know if I can do it now.
Say it.
Yeah, no,
come on.
No, it's on the spot. It's a big
ass. It is on the spot. Like, I feel like I'll mess up. Maybe yeah, I'll just randomly drop it one week and we'll see. Because yeah. I've done that before, so we'll just... Mm-hmm. Card pick of the week, weekly segment we like to bring to you every single week. Imagine that, a card pick that we do every single week. Right here on the Shadowless Podcast, where both myself, Super Duper Danny, and Mr. Jordan Fringe pick out one card from Pokemon TCG history.
That's true.
And we add it to the official Shadowless Podcast set of 2021.
That's going to stay with you forever at this
point. Now remember,
no way.
You don't have to collect along with us, but if you do decide to collect, go ahead, take a picture, post it to your social media, tag us. We'd love to see what you got.
Wow. Wow! Encore.
Thank you.
Okay, no, I appreciate it. Fine. Yo, Jordan, why are you clapping like that?
Why are you clapping at that?
What? Huh? Come on, dude. Oh, my gosh.
But that is not it.
What?
One more thing, which
I'm
is
put
one
on
of
chapstick
the,
for this.
One of the biggest things for the Pokemon world this week, or this past week, that dropped. I think a lot of people were waiting for it. Mm-hmm. They were waiting for that Pokemon Squishmallows collaboration to happen.
Dude, it's so cute. They're so cute. I don't know anybody who was waiting for that, but
everybody.
Yes. Everybody's, yeah.
Will these be the new Funko?
Honestly, like, I thought it was, I thought for sure it was going to happen eventually because Jazzwares has the Pokemon license. They own the Squishmallows license. I thought it was just a time waiting to happen. Matter of time to happen. And it is happening. It is happening. It was announced at San Diego Comic Con this past week. And the first two have been shown, which is Pikachu, obviously. You're not going to start a line without having Pikachu in it. Pikachu and Gengar.
Wow. Interesting.
Pikachu good choices.
You'd think it'd be like Eevee, but Gengar. That's an interesting choice.
Maybe they went with Pokemon that were already kind of that shape. Like Pikachu, you can kind of make out of anything, but Gengar's already kind of that general shape, you know? Eevee, you got like the whole tail situation. You got the four legs, like a little more obtrusive, you know, like placeholder.
Sure.
Different shape. I got to see these in person. Like when I got to Comic-Con, like line drive straight to the Jazzwares booth.
You met them in person?
I met them in person. The Pikachu is stunning. Both of them are stunning. I cannot wait. But something that they told me at the booth was that there's a Pokemon Center logo on the butt, like on the right butt cheek. That's only going to be from the Pokemon. Like they have a release, I guess, that's going to like regular stores, but it's going to be on the Pokemon Center first. And the only ones that have that logo on it are the ones that you buy on Pokemon Center.
RIP to the Pokemon Center. The Squishmallow community's coming.
Dude. It's going to be a dangerous
game. So you're
game.
Telling me, like, if I need to collect all of them, like, if I'm a completionist, I have to have every version, there's going to be a Gengar with the Pokemon Center logo and then a Gengar without the Pokemon Center logo.
That is correct.
All right.
That is correct.
All right.
We
like
know.
It's almost like a first edition stamp. Kind
we
of
know
thing,
that
you know?
No matter what, when, not if, but when. There's a Psyduck one, Nate is for
oh,
sure.
You, oh, you! There's got to be a Psyduck. There has to be.
It's the perfect shape for it. It's literally
really
the perfect Pokemon.
It's like the one time they don't do Psyduck and they say, you know, let's give Golduck some loans.
Devastating.
Hey, you know what Pokemon deserves? A Squishmallow Ducklet. Ducklet's put in a lot of hard work, right?
It has, honestly. Generations.
You know, it'd be interesting to hear some more information about the Squishmallows situation when it comes to Pokemon. So maybe we can get Jeremy Padower to come on the podcast and shed some light on this.
That'd be amazing.
Come on over, Jeremy.
I'll text him. I'll text him and see if he's free to come on the podcast sometime.
We need the Squishmallows chat.
So. All right. Well, I wanted to bring that up because it was a big thing. I mean, it was obviously a very big deal with it being announced. And I will buy a Squishmallow for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, I'm buying. Yeah, I have to. They're so good.
I gotta get the Pokemon Center exclusives.
And Marie's already on board too. I mean, the whole family over here is on board for the Squishmallow Pokemon. So we'll see where this goes. I mean, this could be a just like a one and done type of situation, or it could just go in a direction of just like we have all these Pokemon Squishmallow shinies and non shinies and exclusives and
the
just
Funko thing, like Jordan was saying. Right, the new Funko.
That's what I'm scared of, and getting sucked into that.
You have a whole Squishmallow room at that point.
People have Squishmallow rooms.
You would have to. Like, it would take over
people,
a space. Because
people collect all of them. All the sizes. The giant ones, the little ones, the medium-sized ones, the medium-small ones, and the medium-large ones. It's a lot of Squishmallows.
It's a lot of Squishmallows.
You can even supersize them.
I feel like every store has their own exclusives, too. Like, Walgreens has exclusives, and Five Below has exclusives. And
I've seen people, do the weights for them to like open like to grab from like in like a, if they have like a bucket of them or whatever and they have to wait till a certain time and people will just like crowd around the bin and like pull them out and like fight for like little Woody and
Comic-Con,
Buzz
they
from
had, like,
Toy Story
eight exclusive Squishmallows.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, if they had that at one convention, they have eight individual ones. Like,
yeah, I mean, Funko used to be only like, oh, there's a couple exclusives. Now Funko has like tens of 20s of 30s exclusive figures at each Comic-Con drop, but like Squishmallow's getting out of hand real quick with these exclusive drops. So it's only a matter of time before the great Squishmallow Funko war begins of which collectible consumes people faster.
All right, well, that is it for the podcast this week. Now remember, if you are listening on, let's say, Apple Podcast, Spotify, anywhere there's some sort of rating and or review system in place, do us a favor. Leave that rating and or review. Help us bop to the top.
Skilly bop bop bop.
All the way to the top of the ratings charts. And we'll see you all next week. Right here on
Is that merch?
Alright, bye.
Are you okay? Oh, okay. Alright. That was weird.
The Shadowless Podcast.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.